So our mission today is to explore a rapidly growing problem, which is how public speakers can actually protect their livelihoods, their IP, from just instant duplication in the age of AI.
Right, because the landscape has totally shifted for, well, pretty much anyone who makes a living sharing ideas.
Absolutely. Like, to put you in the right headspace, imagine this. You spend over 100 hours painstakingly researching, writing, and rehearsing a TEDx talk.
Oh man, that is a ton of work.
Right, so you step on stage, you deliver it to a captivated room, the applause fades, and then a little while later, you find your entire unique framework copied word for word in an online article.
Ugh, the absolute worst.
Yeah, and the author, an AI. And for Carrie Oberbrunner, the author we're looking at today, that wasn't just some hypothetical nightmare. That exact scenario actually happened to him.
Wow. And you know, what's fascinating here is how the speed of extraction has changed. I mean, we aren't just talking about a keen audience member snapping a like a blurry photo of your slide deck anymore.
Right, the old school way.
Exactly. Now we're dealing with incredibly discrete recording devices and AI tools running in real time.
Wow.
Yeah, they can listen to a proprietary framework and just summarize, rewrite, or perfectly replicate it in minutes. For speakers whose careers depend on teaching these unique methods, I mean, that is an existential threat.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because it's less like someone sneaking a photo of your notes and more like someone dropping a highly advanced sponge into your brain.
Ah, that's a great way to put it.
Right. It instantly absorbs your 10-step framework, translates it into 5 different languages, and then
Yeah.
publishes it as an ebook before you've even left the stage.
Yep, exactly.
So, how can speakers possibly defend against a threat that moves at the speed of software?
Well, that is exactly the core problem. Because the extraction is instantaneous, the defense mechanism has to be just as fast.
Makes sense.
Which brings us directly to the technological solution Oberbrunner developed after his own talk was stolen. He founded a platform called Instant IP.
Okay, what does that do?
Essentially, speakers upload their presentations to a private portal before they ever step on stage, and that generates a blockchain-backed record.
Wait, let's pause there because terms like blockchain-backed record or, cryptographic fingerprint, they can sound a bit like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
What does that actually mean for a speaker who just wants to protect their slides?
Fair question. Think of a cryptographic fingerprint like a digital wax seal on your document.
Okay.
If anyone alters even a single comma, the seal breaks. It proves, mathematically, that your specific script existed at that exact second in time.
I see. So it gives you a secure audit trail.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, all intellectual property disputes ultimately come down to one thing, and that's timing. Like, who had it
I
first?
get the timing part, but let's be practical here. Having a digital wax seal doesn't physically freeze a robot or an AI from listening to me speak.
Right.
So how does this actually protect the idea?
It doesn't stop the AI from scraping it, no. But what it does is give you an indisputable paper trail.
Ah.
Yeah, if a corporation uses your framework to train their model or someone publishes your work, you now have the exact mathematical proof needed to issue a takedown notice or, pursue legal damages. You have the leverage.
Okay, that makes sense. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. My first thought reading this was about the audience dynamic.
Oh, yeah, the psychology of it.
Yeah. Because if I stand up on stage and tell you, the audience, hey, don't steal my stuff, it's protected, doesn't that immediately make me sound defensive? I feel like I'd be alienating the room right out of the gate.
It's such a natural assumption. You'd think building a wall around your ideas would just push people away. But the source highlights that it does the exact opposite.
Wait, really? How so?
When speakers say, "Feel free to take photos, but know that everything you're about to see is protected," it shifts the entire energy of the room. It actually elevates the speaker's perceived authority.
Nope.
Yeah, they see higher audience engagement, and strangely enough, it even boosts conversion rates for their follow-up products or services.
Why does that work? Is it like a scarcity thing?
Exactly. Scarcity creates value. When you tell an audience a framework is protected, you're subconsciously signaling that what you're sharing is high-tier proprietary knowledge.
It's not just generic advice they can Google.
Right. It commands respect instead of creating a barrier.
Wow. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, the harsh reality of the AI economy is this: your ideas are either protected or, well, they're just training someone else's model.
That is the brutal truth.
Yeah. If you're a speaker or creator, you have to be proactive. And as the source notes, Instant IP actually offers protection for your first idea at no cost.
It's a very practical starting point to secure your hard-earned insights. But, you know, all of this rapid extraction technology raises a much deeper question.
Oh, what's that? If AI can extract a speaker's 100-hour framework and mimic it perfectly in mere seconds, where does the true value of a speaker lie moving forward?
That's a great question.
Will the future value be found in the raw information itself, or will it shift purely to the irreplaceable human experience of delivering it?
Man, that's a profound thought. A machine might be able to steal the recipe, but it sure can't replicate the soul of the chef. Just something to chew on the next time you step up to the mic.